Bi vs. Bi podcast.
What'd you eat? Did you fucking eat something? Or?
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
That's right.
Yep. My name is Brian.
Yep.
That's Phil over there.
I'm Phil.
Welcome to illustrious Tom McHenry Studios. Once again.
Yeah.
We've been on hiatus.
We've been on can't run into each other for fucking to save our lives on the internet.
Yeah.
Which is, that's kind of sad. There's only one internet.
I know. What are the odds? Yeah. It's been a real long time, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know when the last time we did this was?
Sometime mid-August.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, the last
August
show.
August 25th was the
and
last
And that was
one.
A week old when we put it up.
Yeah, it was. And the one before that, July 31st.
Holy shit. Welcome to Volume 2, Episode 1 of the fucking podcast.
Oh, man. You know what is funny is that we've only done two since we did them little solos ones.
Yeah.
We did those in late July.
Right.
And then we did, right after that, we did one. And then a month later, we did another one.
Yep.
And here we are, several months later.
Yeah.
August, September, October. Well,
that's
it's
not
2 months.
Too bad, yeah.
It's like 2 months. Beginning of November right
we
now.
We just missed all of September and October. That's not...
Nothing happened anyway.
No.
I mean, shit, like, I barely have even been wearing pants that whole time.
I have probably only changed my pants 3 times.
I probably have not washed my black hoodie in that whole time. Ever since you recommended to me that it was okay to basically not wash it as long as it, you know, wasn't all covered in crust.
No, if you're wearing a shirt underneath, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, if you're wearing it like a jacket. Like, how often do you wash your jacket?
Yeah, never.
Like, basically never. I mean...
It's I'd leather. I wouldn't... I don't know.
Oh, you dry clean it then.
Right. So never.
I heard a joke about that one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really? Yeah.
We were talking about mushrooms just before we started recording here.
Yep, we sure were.
And we were in the green room there talking about mushrooms.
Yeah, the green... Yeah.
And, I think there's mushrooms... growing. I don't really think there are, but I think there could be mushrooms growing in the urinals at work.
Are they shaped like little white pucks?
No. They're behind the scenes.
Oh no.
Like there's the, there's the porcelain grate where the urine flows into.
And then beyond there is a little magical forest where those goblins live.
There's this gray kind of hair shit growing in there.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if it's mushrooms or just mold or fungus or something, but now I find myself trying to piss it off. I'm like...
Piss it off.
Yeah, like...
You're all like, hey, fucking, you want some chips, fungus? Oh, too bad. You don't get any. I'm going to eat all these myself.
Here's the last one.
Eating it in the bathroom.
No, but I'll try to... You know, ramp up my stream as best
sure.
I can with a combination of.
Well, I mean, that's the way that guys clean the bathroom, right?
That's you right. Know? It's just real hard.
Your lady's like, Phil!
Oh, no, you didn't.
All right. And then it's all like, your turn to clean the bathroom. And you're like, fucking, just let me try and pee these stains off. And we're good to go.
I don't know what they are. I'm tempted to reach in there and.
But you know what's not. But just for all those who are about to take my advice.
Yeah.
That's good to do. But don't try to pee the stains off the seat.
Right.
It's not a popular thing to do.
Speaking of my lady, the reason we haven't done a podcast is
because she forebode it.
No, she just has yet to listen to 36 and 37.
So. Oh, that's right. And she's like, no, I don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, let me catch up.
Yeah, so, in our last episode, fucking nothing happened. We talked about stickers or something.
Yeah, they talked about stickers.
Not too long ago.
And then Sarah barged in and just thrashed all of our equipment.
Oh my god. That's how come we haven't, she broke everything, that's how come we haven't been around. We've been,
right.
We've been slaving away trying to fix all our little, doodads and sprockets.
Replacing all my... Tubes.
Transistors. Resistors.
Prositors? No, I don't know.
Suppositors.
Right. I was reaching.
guests.
I'm all nervous. I feel like the audience is just staring at us waiting for, like...
No, we don't have an audience anymore.
No, I know it. Do you think that we will be heralded as returning champions, or do you think people are going to be like, oh, here's another one-off, and then it's another 2 months of fucking radio silence?
Probably what they'll think, but you know what's good about the internet is that there's 100 other podcasts for them to listen to.
That's true.
And then, and also video blogs?
I guess.
Oh, man. No, we should totally do a video blog, dude.
Nah.
No, they're the wave of the future, I'm telling you.
They're the wave of the present. By the time we get around to it, it'll be the wave of the past.
Let's the wave just... of the retard. They're so bad. Who? I mean, I don't know. I understand there's a few that are okay, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's one thing to sit here and listen to us talking and stuff, and like, because you can be walking around, and you can, like, whatever. You can be on the train or the bus or whatever, and that's cool. But do you really want to watch people sit and... You know, like, if we made, like, a TV show out of it, if we were on location...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that might be pretty interesting if we did, like, little segments and we're showing people around and stuff. But just sitting down and talking into a camera, it's, like, probably not that good. Even if you're showing stuff, it's still, like, you still... When you're seeing it... Here's my thing.
All right.
When you're seeing that, you know that it's, like, one dude or one girl in front of in an empty room in front of a camera, right? But when you're watching on TV... I don't know what it is. Even if it's just, like, a person walking around, you know there's a camera crew also there. And maybe because it's TV, like, you cut it a bit more slack. But, like, I don't know. It's just it just always comes across as so sad, one person in front of a camera, you know?
It's just too much shit to download. It's just not worth it. It's not
worth the
bandwidth. It's shit. You know, I told my brother's girlfriend that she has she's got a face for radio.
A hat.
And a voice for newsprint. And I told her, like, a writing style for rebuses or some shit like that.
Oi, 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 oi. Weep bonk.
Yep.
Boing, oing, oing.
Oh, God. You're going to save me a lot of time, because I was thinking I'm not going to add the sound effect shit in anymore.
Oh, okay.
It's
just not
necessary. It's so faint, and if people clamor for it, then maybe I'll do it, but... I think if we leave that
Jeffrey
shit,
Clambore.
Who's Jeffrey Clambore?
Oh, no. Jeffrey Tambor. From the
hockey guy?
No, Arrested Development. The dad. And also Shambling Mound. Gary Shandling Mound show. You don't even know what that is.
What, Gary Shandling? Shambling Mound?
Shambling Mound.
Oh, Shambling Mound because of
the D&D thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Speaking of which, Mr. Hotcakes selling like...
What?
You sell like hotcakes.
Hotcakes?
Pancakes. Ooh. You.
What?
Flapjacks. What? Selling like flapjacks.
Blueberry flapjacks. What is?
Job Goblin.
Oh, yeah. I did some mini comics. I took them to some conventions. Yeah. Nice segue, by the way. Psst, hey, nobody knows this, but I think that was a nice segue. Yeah, I went into some conventions. Oh, yeah. What? Psst, what
is pronounced Sujwa?
Sijue. Isn't it? What did that thing used to be called? Remember when the Segway scooter thing first came out and like, it was all this fake hype?
It was called, like, the It? The Me?
The It?
The Dolly? The no, that was...
The Flatbed Dolly. That sounds like a ragtime tune.
Doing the flatbed Dolly?
Yeah, it's like a little dance.
But Job Goblin.
The Charleston Charge.
Yeah? What do you think? Good. I like it.
The Job Goblin mini comic. I have two now.
Charles and Chew.
Charles and Chew. God. Awesome. And Gossamer. And then, so I did the things, the mini comics, and I took them to some conventions, and I was selling them all right and stuff. I went to the Small Press Expo, the SBX there.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Sean SBX. He wasn't at that one.
Right.
And but a whole bunch of other people from the internet was, including Tim Halsizer. I got to meet Tim Halsizer.
Really?
Yeah. He's our number one super listener.
Is he?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He's our number one hater.
I wonder if all of these Poker and Cialis posters are... I wonder if they really listen to the shows, because their comments don't seem to be totally... connected to what we talked about.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just giving us ideas for the next show.
Okay,
if anyone out there who's listening to us right now, if you would like a bigger boner, I will be posting a picture of myself on the blog. And then I don't...
What's that going to do?
I don't make...
Step three, profit?
Yep.
Very good.
Yeah.
So you went to the SBX,
and that was pretty good, and did well at that. And then there was like a little zine fair here in
you
town.
You brought home tens of dollars from that, did you not?
I actually did pretty well at that. Like, I mean, for me, for a guy who never did nothing ever. I think most people did pretty well at that show. That was really fun, and I was busy and stuff. It was good times. And then there was a zine fair in town here. That I did, and I sold quite a few copies there too for a zine fair for me for like a 5-hour little window there. It was pretty good. And then this past weekend we went to Portland for the Stumptown Comics Extravaganza, and it was shitty.
Really?
Everyone did really lousy. The sales are bad. There was like, it wasn't empty. Like, there was a fair amount of people, but no one was buying anything. And I don't know, I think unless you were like, you know, Mr. Big Time, you didn't really do anything. So I think I sold like a grand total of 2 or 3 comics at Stumptown, which is kind of disappointing. But it was still a fun time though, and different people. And
does it say anywhere on the cover from the creators of Comics for Your Church?
No, it doesn't. From the creators of no one knows what that is.
If you don't know what Comics for Your Church is, do you have this stuff up on your site right now?
I don't think I do.
How far back does your archive go?
Just to this, when I started doing autobio stuff in 01 or 02.
Well,
yeah, I did some comics before that, and they were dumb. They were funny strips. And, that's all explained in the CITR Inkstuds podcast that I posted up on our website there.
Oh, that's right. So this is all old news. That was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Did you like that? Yeah. It was kind of fun. I felt like we didn't really say anything. Like,
no, the guy just... playing me, I don't know if he quite, you know, understood the motivation of the character, but...
He didn't say anything about what he ate.
No, he didn't. Speaking of some shit I ate... You already know, but I have to reiterate.
Okay, do it up.
Because it's so fabulous.
Foodin' it up. Hold on.
Oh, who likes food?
Who likes food in their mouth? Who likes food in their mouth? I like food in my mouth. I like food in my mouth. I don't know
how
the rest of the song goes.
I especially like motherfucking Ain't Nobody... Don't, not unlike food. They're in. So Wendy's has a jalapeno cheddar melt.
So they melt the jalapenos right onto the cheddar?
It's a double burger.
What it is, it's a piece of cheese with melted jalapeno on it.
Yes. Oh. Okay, from, would you prefer?
Bottom up. From the bottom up.
Bun.
Bun.
Meat slice.
No condiment?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write this down.
Bun.
Meat
wang. cheese meat portal. Wang.
Cheese what?
Portal.
Okay.
Shitload of jalapenos.
Okay.
Seriously, it's a shitload. It's like a whole can.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Imagine shitting a load of jalapenos. Have you done that yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it?
Thrilling.
Ooh.
Brisk.
Brisket.
And what was the other one? So then it goes after the jalapenos, goes meat again.
What? Yeah. I don't want 2 meats in my hamburger. That's too much. That's out of control.
It's got the word double right in it.
Oh, do they have a single?
No, but they have a quarter pound version and a half pound version.
Oh,
but you need 2 meats.
All right.
To ensconce the jalapenos with meaty essence.
Sure.
So then
I love that band. They have a new album out.
Meaty Essence. What?
Ensconced? Evanescence there.
Oh, because... Oh, geez.
Do you like those guys? I think they're great. It's like, what if... It was like... It's like a Marvel what if. What if Nickelback had a girl singing?
Yeah.
Who wrote just as well as the Nickelback guy.
Another Nickelback guy. Yeah, so like,
okay, yeah. Let me get this straight. Bun.
Uh-huh.
Meat.
Uh-huh.
Cheese.
Okay.
Jalapeno.
Cheddar cheese. It's melty cheddar cheese. It's almost nacho cheese, but I think it starts off
processed cheddar.
Oh, yeah.
Processed cheddar.
Orange.
Orange cheese. I like that. They ask you that at Subway now. They're like, they have different kinds of cheese now. So they're like, would you like cheese on that? And then, of course, yes, of course. I mean, no, not for everybody, but for me, of course.
What kind you got?
Yeah, and they're like, would you like orange or white?
Yeah. And orange, white, or white with flecks of shit in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just come in a Neapolitan block.
Yeah.
And it's just all the same, but different colors, and yeah. They just sort of slice it, and... Next time I'm going to ask for all the different kinds. I want a rainbow of cheese.
Wow.
Do you think they'll do it? They have to.
Well, I don't know if they'll charge you for double extra cheese, but you should tell them specifically, I want the same amount of cheese. I just want you to stagger the colors.
Yeah, because, yeah. But
and do the same thing with the meats.
But they charge you for double meat, right? That's like a thing. Double meat is 50 cents or whatever. Right. You ever order a double meatball sub?
No.
It's just like you have to put toothpicks in it, make a little snowman or something. Looks like ants. Okay, I'm sorry, you didn't finish the hamburger.
Oh shit. Okay, well I finished it. All right.
Oh, was there sesame seeds on top of that?
What? No. I'm not really actually done. No, because there's the secret ingredient. There's
bacon.
Yes.
Good lord.
Bun, meat, cheese, jalapenos, meat, cheese, bacon, bun.
They're trying to compete with Burger King, are they?
There's no competition. I never go to Burger King.
No,
never.
Me neither. There's not really many Burger Kings around here, which is surprising, but they're not really... I don't know. I just never
It's
never
not
go.
Some kind of, like, brand loyalty or anything like that. It's just Wendy's is close to my work,
yeah,
and I have to get on the freeway to get to Burger King, so fuck Burger King.
Yeah. What? Oh, fucking... Okay, I don't know if you get the same radio ads that we do here, if this is a local radio ad or what,
right.
But there was... Not too long ago, like probably last month, maybe still running, not too sure, a radio ad for the Burger King stackers, you know, the like put as much meat and bacon on a bun as you want.
What?
Promotion thing. Do you have that there? You have that there.
I think they just assume we want it all, and that's the
Well, their thing was like you could basically have as many patties and as many strips of bacon as you wanted. It's just a huge bacon cheeseburger, but you customize how much of each that you want.
Really?
Yeah, and they called it BK Stackers. I know you have it in the States because Xander was talking about it, and he ate like a quintuple cheese.
But he's East Coast
bacon.
Of the Mississippi River. That doesn't
mean... That's true. Yeah. East of the Mason-Dixon?
That's right.
Anyway, they had an ad for it, which was a parody of the Jenga theme song, because you see you're stacking, right?
Uh-huh.
So it was like, you know, you take a block from the bottom and you put it on the top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on the top. You know that song?
I don't
song?
Even know the Jenga song, no.
You don't know that one?
No.
Oh, let me sing it for you. Anyway, and so, well, now that you don't know what it is, my story is kind of useless.
That's okay, because we have tens of listeners. No, fives.
Yeah, well, they
fives
did
of listeners.
They did a parody of it, but they made it, I think they were trying to make it sound all like old school rap, but it was like clearly a white guy. I don't know if that was their point or what. It was just really obnoxious. It was like, Stacker. And it's all like, and it barely like rhymed or made any sense. You could barely recognize what they were doing, but I of course got it because of, you know,
your
TV knowledge from, yeah. And, but God, it was so annoying. And it was all about like, how many patties can you put on your hamburger? I'm like, dude, just
no. What was or is the price structure on this?
I don't know. I see. That's the thing is, I don't go, and that commercial really turned me off of going to Burger King. But you know what turns me on to going to Burger King is the TV ads with the King. And
yeah, those
mascot.
Are pretty good.
I like those. Those are nice.
I'm curious now how much a piece of bacon is at Burger King, because I would go and just get. Let me get 8 pieces of bacon. A little lettuce,
one patty.
No.
Triple bacon.
No patty.
What if you had a hamburger that was no patty but just bacon?
That would be great.
Bacon was your meat.
That'd be
like
a fucking BLT. Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be fabulous.
Why not? And maybe it would be cheaper or something?
Dude, I don't get bacon cheeseburgers for the fucking burger. That's
just kind of like, well, that's the meat that I need to fill me up and to provide me with really stanky belches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wonder if we should try that. We should ask for that. Can I just have triple bacon, cheese, bun, lettuce, tomato, no patty?
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
I'm dreaming of that.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could try that at Wendy's, I suppose. I could get the jalapeno cheddar melt with just bacon. That'd be good.
Or no patty. I mean, no bun, just
patties. No bun. Let me just get a 32-ounce cup full of bacon.
Get the chili, and you have to add bacon to it.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be real good.
Yeah. So, shit, what else was I going to talk about? I don't know.
What? What are you talking about? We didn't plan ahead. We didn't pick any topics.
Oh, well, since we were fooding it up, this Portland trip that we went on, I went with my friends Mr. Esty and Mr. Wolford, Steve Wolford. Some of you may know them.
One of those guys does Skulkano Island, and another one is the Monstro Draw Fellow.
That's true. Look him up. It's true.
We could hot link them.
Well, we could probably maybe do that.
Yeah.
We could chili anyway, dog them. What? Oh, God. So I went with them, and it was fun times, and we took the train down to Portland, which was a lot of fun. Some people were driving. Ed was driving with some other people, and there wasn't room in the car. And I don't have a car, and most people that I know in Vancouver do not, and don't even drive. So rather than renting a car, we decided to take the train, which is a bit more expensive, but no one has to drive. You can get up and you can walk around. You can get drunk on the train. This is a very good thing for a long 8-hour excursion. But that trip was the fucking champion of fooding it up trip. Everything we ate turned to gold.
Whoa.
Like, metaphorically.
Right.
Everything was so good. Everything we ate, like, man, it was like the best food trip I'd ever been on. And it wasn't anything, like, fancy. Just, like, all these just good restaurants, and everything was totally awesome. We went to this Mexican restaurant, and Esty and I both had this pork cutlet stuffed with chorizo. It was pork stuffed with pork.
Wow.
Yeah, it was totally awesome. And
spicy.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Had some crab cakes Benedict one time there. And we went to a really nice Irish pub and had stew and coddle and black and tans and things. And
wow.
And shit, what else did we have? I don't know. Everything was totally awesome. It was so good. And then I came home and I had no food in my house. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll eat these corn chips. It's a kind of a letdown. Also, on the way home, we had to eat train sandwiches.
Yeah.
So that was, this was awesome. On the train, okay, fucking Steve Wolford he's the human sitcom. You hang out with him, and he just gets himself into predicaments and it's humorous. Unless you're him, and then it's tragic.
Right.
But one of the major things that happens is he goes to the bathroom, the washroom or the restroom or the men's room, if you will. And
WC.
Yes, that's the one, the WC Fields. And he turns on the sink. It's one of those things, you push the thing and the water turns on for a set amount of time, which is never enough, and then you have to push it again. Anyhow, it wouldn't turn off. The water wouldn't stop running. But if you pushed the little handle thing in, it slowed down a little bit. But the sink is not very big, and it's just filling up with water, and he kind of, like, has to pound on the door and, like, try to get my attention, and so I have to, like, run around and find a conductor or somebody to come and take care of it, because this thing's going to overflow and totally flood the whole bathroom. And so I found somebody, and they managed to get it just in the nick of time, and they had to, like, close down the bathroom and stuff. So that was, like, sort of, like, embarrassing thing number one for him, which was just kind of a little situation dramedy there.
Mm-hmm.
And but the totally awesome thing was that there was these German exchange students sitting, like, by us. And so there's this table full of four cute young German girls, and we were playing Mario Kart on our DSs there, and they were kind of interested in what we were doing, so we let them play, we traded around and stuff. And when I was not playing, I was drawing, so they wanted to see my sketchbook, and so I showed them a sketchbook, and they were all, you know, looking at that. And then they saw Steve had a sketchbook. Steve is an excellent artist. Everyone should go to his live journal and check out his drawings. Anyway, right. So they wanted to see his, and he's like, oh, yeah, okay. And they turned immediately to this is documented on his live journal. They turned right to a page where he has drawings of, okay, he has a character called Chimpanzee Deutsch. I don't know if you've seen this one. It's a sort of Nazi chimp.
Yeah.
Next to that is a character that that I came up with, but he drew, and it's I'm not trying to take credit, but yes, I am. And it's called A Dolphin. It's a dolphin with a thing you can imagine.
And this is the first page.
Pretty much, this is the first thing they open to, and they're staring at. And the third thing that's there is a drawing of Hitler dancing. And it says, putting on the blitz. and they're looking at, we don't really know what they thought of it, you know, like, because you know, they could actually all be like neo-Nazis or something, and they might think this is totally rad, and they might want to actually have sex with Steve because of this.
Well, how old are they? Because I
turns out they're real young, and they asked how old we were, and Steve's like, I'm 25, and I'm like, I'm 26, and they like started laughing. Somehow 25 was like, okay, and then as soon as I said I was 26, they kind of started laughing, and I guess they thought we were quite a bit younger, and we didn't tell them that Sean was actually older than both of us.
Well, anyway, because maybe they've never even heard of Hitler. It's quite possible.
Maybe.
I don't think they even talk about it.
No, probably not, huh?
Yeah.
Just David Hasselhoff.
That's right.
If I'm to believe Norm Macdonald.
And why wouldn't you?
I don't know. Anyhow, so that was another kind of awkward, funny thing that happened to Steve, and they kind of didn't really talk to us too much after that. Yeah, it was amusing. It's funny. Very har har. Sorry, that's a long-winded story.
No, it's a good one.
Oh, you like that?
Okay. Yeah, it ended
well. You like that one? If you like that one, then I got nothing else.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
have you heard any of the new Norm Macdonald CD?
He has a CD?
Yeah, he's got a new CD. I guess it's all like... it's sketches. It's,
Oh, really? Sort of Adam Sandler style?
Who?
Adam Sandler. He's the guy from that movie Click.
What? I don't think we have that here.
Gary Shandling, I meant. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I think it is probably similar to that, yeah.
Okay. But, is it good?
I don't know. I haven't heard it.
Oh, you haven't heard
it? I've only heard about it.
Oh, well, let's find a torrent of that shit.
I'm just wondering if that Tubby Arbuckle friend of his who's always in all of his shit is in there.
Artie Lange?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I love that guy.
Jessica Lange.
He's pretty good. Artie Lange. He was on Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Farty Lang was on Fresh Air.
With Terry Grode.
And so, hey.
What?
So, no new Spy vs. Spy tunes yet.
No.
Soon. Yeah. We keep saying soon, I know, but it's really tough. Just get off our backs, fuckers. Jesus Christ. What is your problem?
No one's been bugging us for songs.
I know, not at all, except for Jamie.
Yeah.
Who is not at all. He's doing his best to prod us along here.
Yeah.
But there have been some new Hell Yeah songs.
Dude, there have been prod. Yeah, there has. Yeah, we've been getting back into the swing there. And
you guys should hear them. You should post links to those too.
Okay.
And also, when you don't have a new one this week, do you?
No.
Okay. It's been like
sitting
a little
this
while.
One out due to rage.
Okay. Because you got robbed.
We got totally fucking robbed. Yeah.
You got robbled.
Yeah. Everyone really liked the song.
You guys got burgled.
And the rap guy won.
Oh,
it was bad, and nobody liked it, and 30 of his friends showed up and voted for him, and that's why he won.
Songfight for you. Songfight.org, for those who didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we have 30 friends that can vote for you.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that. I thought, you know, well,
No, you know what? That's not cool. You shouldn't, you know, you put it out there. You say, hey, here's a new song. Listen to it. But you don't tell people to vote. Come on now. We don't even tell people to vote for our podcast, which is probably not listed anywhere anymore.
No, I'm sure they... It's gotta be.
We're still number 350. Yeah. We're the 350th most popular podcast, and we don't even do it anymore.
Yeah, but we should. I think we should really buckle down. This was.
I think our plan was recently to do a weekly one, but I've been away a lot, and
well, you've been traveling. I mean, all of your tales now have been.
I'm Uncle Traveling Matt.
Been riding the rails and cruising the dunes and.
Yeah, man.
Scrubbing the tub.
Literally.
Floss in the moss.
oh, God. Yeah, so hopefully a weekly show.
Caboose juice.
Oh, you just...
Yeah, a weekly show. I think that'd be a great idea.
Hopefully. That's what we're aiming for.
How long will it be, though?
We're going to piss the stains off the internet. How do you like that one?
I like that
Spy versus Pie, pissing the stains off the internet.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yep. You know?
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What else? What have you been up to? How was Halloween?
Oh, it was good. I suppose you guys haven't had Halloween yet, right? It's still a month out?
We actually had ours a month ago.
Right. No, it was good. Spencer was a robot. Allison was a kitty cat. I was a dad who had to go to work after. But pissed me off.
Yeah.
It was cold, though, man. It was fucking cold. It was like 30 F.
Wow. Okay. I don't really know what that is in Celsius. See, the thing is with the Celsius is that when it's like more positive numbers,
yeah,
you can do the thing where you double it and add 30.
Right.
And that's fairly accurate. But then when it starts getting into negatives and stuff, like 30, subtract 30 is zero. Double, like half of zero is still zero, but that's not. I don't know. Is that freezing? That's not freezing.
32 is freezing here.
Yeah, so that's below freeze. So it doesn't really hold up once you start getting to the negatives.
Freezing, right. But zero is freezing there.
Right.
So, yeah, it's about, I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it was
no, but
zero to you.
In hot places, I can totally, like, equate, you know? I can...
Equate?
Yes.
Like, at
when you say that, I'm kind of, like, trying to figure it out. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cold, but...
Well, it's fucking
so
cold.
So would you say, okay, so it's cold, friggin' cold, fucking cold, colder than a witch's teat?
No. Okay. It's that now, but at that point, no, it was just
frigid?
As cold as a witch's teat. Yeah. No colder.
I worked on Halloween, too, and I dressed up as a guy who really likes his job.
I believe that was a toothpaste for dinner joke.
Was it really?
This year, actually.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
I've been saying that like fucking all month.
Well, nice.
I guess it's a pretty obvious joke then.
I suppose so.
It's not that funny. If more than one person came up with it, I thought of that. It's not that funny.
I did the same thing. I believe. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, his costume is cool though. Should I put up a picture of the costume? Should I not? I put
it on my phone. Yeah, no, it's totally rad. You guys should see it. If you haven't already seen it, oh man, it's the coolest.
It is pretty cool. It's got rows of LEDs and then it's got. Like a stomach thing full of glow sticks. Those actually glowed. And my pumpkins are actually still lit right now. And what I did is I took a one white LED and just taped it directly to a 9-volt, threw that in the pumpkin, because I didn't want to have to deal with the wind blowing the candles out.
Sure, yeah.
So I got two pumpkins, and they're still lit. Because one LED will run off a 9-volt for, I don't even know how long, but it's still going. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. You should just keep it going as long as you can.
Yeah, as soon as the lights go out, that's when I'll throw the pumpkins away. So hopefully they won't last too long.
What did you carve the pumpkins as?
Angry and happy.
Oh, all right.
There's one that's cool. Making the regular kind of a monstery skull face thing. And then Spencer said, I want mine to be happy.
Oh.
So it's got a kind of a grin and one tooth.
You should have done a Katamari one or something.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of time. A lot of time went into the costume, so the pumpkins.
Yeah, obviously.
Until the last minute.
I was thinking a good one might be a profile of the Mech Tonight guy from the McDonald's there.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, he was cool.
Whatever happened to that guy? He wasn't on for very long.
I don't know. He was cool.
Whatever happened to any of the McDonald characters? They're all gone now. They're all dead.
Like
Ronald still appears in the fucking Rock videos commercials with the kids, and it's
no
Birdie. Stupid. No Birdie, no Grimace, no Hamburglar. Mary McCheese was gone a long time ago, and the Fry Guys were gone a long time ago as well.
Yeah.
And the Big Mac, and there's a few of them that and the McNugget guys.
Yeah,
it's been a long time for those ones, but Birdie and Hamburglar and Grimace have kind of been hanging on, and then they're just. Toast now. They're gone. I blame Justin Timberlake.
But why would he do?
He wrote that fucking jingle.
What one?
Well, he didn't really write the jingle.
What?
You know the one that they sing now? I'm not singing it.
Oh, about...
We'll have to pay royalties if I sing it.
How they care for it?
Yes, that one. He didn't obviously write it because I don't believe he wrote anything, but that was in one of his songs before it became the jingle for McDonald's.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure. That was in a Justin Timberlake song, and then it became their jingle. So, yeah.
Do you think this is a Hambezzler? That's what they got to spin off. They got to make some more of that guy.
Yeah, I guess. The Ham Murderer.
Yeah. He's
the Ham Rapist. Oh no.
Yeah. No. That's, yeah. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Rape the ham?
I guess.
Burger. Hamburgen? Joseph Hamburgen.
Yeah, if you guys...
I wrote a little drawing. I did a little drawing. I'll post it. It's in my sketchbook. And it says Burgen Time. And it's the little cartoon Joseph running over top of a bun dropping. That came from the Burger Time.
Nice.
Yeah.
I
won't post it. I just explained it. There's no point in posting a drawing.
Yeah, you spoilt that pun.
Yeah, that's why I haven't been posting anything on my stuff there, because I do a drawing. I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. And then I tell it as a joke, and they're like, well, I can't post it now. People don't think I'm being repetitive. So So, too bad for you guys.
I reused the punchline last night. I can't... If you got two guys in a comic and some shit's happening, and then at the very end you have one of them say to the other one, I think we should start seeing other people, that's funny to me every fucking time.
Yeah, no, you're right. But you also... That was close to a double punchline.
Why so?
Well, because the blood was almost a punchline.
Right. I guess. So,
yeah. Well, you know, either way.
Well, that was all it was leading up to, and then I had two extra panels. So
should have just, like, put the end.
Oh, I suppose. The.
You should have actually probably planned it out better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If any of you guys...
Your thumbnails weren't quite up to snuff.
Right. you know that Joseph Bergen there?
Sure.
Bergen.
Yep.
Cyrano de Bergen III. He
Joseph Bergeron the third.
Yeah. He's got to be the most bipolar guy in comics.
Oh, in the world, in person.
Yeah.
No, in person? I don't know.
Really?
Well, no, he's all right. He's a good guy.
Well, I'm sure he's a good guy, but he will fluctuate from... It's amazing. It's astounding to me. It's fascinating. He will have days where it's just so bold and detailed and beautiful and magnapulent. And then the next day it'll be like, poop, fart, zoo pals. And you can't leave a comment, you know?
Yeah. I've noticed that. Yep, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, Joseph Bergen, Uncle the Third.
But you know what? Even his turd comics are still pretty good.
Oh, sure.
Like, no, they're not, I mean, like, they're not necessarily all, like, good comics.
You wouldn't
like,
even know they were turds if you didn't know.
Well, that's kind of the thing, right? Is that sometimes, like, you see that, like, no comments and their little note saying, like, dar, bar, gargoyle.
Why do I even draw comics? I wish I were dead.
Like, oh, dude, like, I didn't even realize this was a turd here, so sorry.
Yep.
And, because it's not like he's doing, like, the fucking stick figures. Oh, dude, you know what?
Coffee can.
What? Do you know who I met in Portland?
John Campbell?
No, he wasn't there. I met Scott Campbell.
J. Scott Campbell?
Yeah. No. I met Les McLean.
Oh.
And I met Billis.
Whoa!
I know. So we got a photo with Ed and myself and Billis and Les McLean. That was Daily Grind version 1.0.
Yeah.
Back in the day. So we got a photo we're going to put up on the Wikipedia entry to fucking show those guys who fucking invented this shit.
Cool.
Yeah. That's... So that was kind of neat. It was kind of neat meeting those guys.
The handsome?
Good guys. Which ones?
Billis. Both. Les McLean is a friggin'... He's approaching Tom McHenry territory.
Well.
As far as handsomeness goes.
I don't know about that.
What?
I mean, maybe
the sideburns.
He did have the sideburns. They were nice, and yeah, Billis is like a real guy and everything.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Does he just wear a raincoat?
No, he was like, if someone said like, okay, here's like, check out this wall of tables of comics vendors, pick out which one is Billis. I would my head would explode. I wouldn't even know. Like, there's
really,
yeah, he was like a real guy.
Because I remember when he was, first in the first Daily Grind, I remember nobody knew who he was, where he came from.
Yeah.
He just appeared. And then his comics were so unusual.
Yes.
I mean,
he's an enigma.
Yeah. Doesn't he draw them at like 10% of screen size?
I'm pretty sure. And doesn't he draw them also? He's probably fucking pulling our leg on this whole thing. But didn't he also say he was drawing them on like slides or glass plates or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
drawing them on glass.
Photographing them from underneath or something.
And, but then also that he draws them 4 or 5 times.
I believe he takes a picture.
And
he
picks the best one.
Daguerreotype or something?
I don't know.
Daguerreotype? How do you even say that? I don't know.
I think it's daguerreotype.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
He uses an array of camera obscuras to scan it.
Pinhole camera.
Yeah.
That's pinhole. Yep. So, yeah, we met those guys and met some other people.
That's pretty good. So how much money have you made off the Job Goblin so far? How much?
Oh, I haven't made all my money back. I make my money back off of each sale. I printed off a whole bunch more for Stumptown and didn't really move any, so I'm going to be probably selling them off of my LiveJournal once I figure out PayPal and stuff. I've never really had a PayPal button
before. Oh, it's quite easy.
Now, what I want to know is, this is probably totally boring for listeners, but how do I collect money off of it? How do I make money? No, right. Can I have it piped directly to my credit card? The credit card that's linked to my PayPal?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, well, I just want to know.
Sure.
Because that would be useful.
Just spend it.
On other PayPal stuff?
Yeah, just spend it at,
When you click my PayPal button, it actually sends the money to Tom McHenry, and I get a copy of his comic.
Wow.
Teen Drama.
Yeah, how about the wrap-up to that Teen Drama Volume 1?
It was really good. It was really good.
You had seen that earlier, though, right? You saw that at SPX. He was already done.
You know what is the thing is that I traded Tom and Sarah stuff for the comics, but I forgot to pick up a Teen Drama book. And so they were like, oh, we'll just mail you one. But you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of I'll mail you to you, Our Band Could Save Your Life by Michael Azarad there.
What?
Yeah, that's the book I borrowed from Tom when I went and saw them in Chicago last year.
Oh,
he was
you still
like,
have
I
it.
Just mail it back when you're done. So I'm saving.
You threw it away
at the end. No, it's still sitting right here by my desk. Oh,
you're not finished it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh,
I'm going to read it on the way back. See, I'm halfway through. I read half of it on the way here from there.
Oh.
So when I go see them again, I'll read the other half and give it to them.
Oh, okay. When's
I'm
that going to be?
As I approach his door.
When are you going there? When are you going to Chicago?
Boy, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it.
Okay, well, why don't I go with you?
That's a good... Whoa.
This is what we're thinking. Okay, everybody, this is like fucking... We should fucking try and get some sponsorship for this shit.
That's a good idea.
Imagine if we could do that. Imagine if that were somehow possible.
Right. Yes. Joel and Oscar Meyer.
Our plan, our tentative plan was that I'm going to fucking go out to St. Pal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fucking going to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a Spy vs. Spy car cast on the drive over. What is it, like a 100-hour drive to go there?
No, it's only eight hours. 8 hours.
Okay. Oh, that's a long time, but not too long. But can you imagine all the live food and it ups?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now I'm eating a fucking gas station sandwich. Now I'm barfing.
we could record the entire fucking thing. I think that'd be great.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
We could record it from multiple sources.
Yeah.
And then we can, you know how like you have two camera documentaries or two camera TV shows? We can do that with two sources. What do you think?
Okay.
You can sync them up and they would be in stereo.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. I think we should.
Well, anyway, that's our tentative plan for sometime in the new year.
The new year?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I got some time off coming up in December.
No, fuck that.
I've got some upcoming downtime.
Upcoming downtime? That's pretty good. That's a good team. I won that one. Yeah, I fucking championed that one.
Yeah, champion it.
But, yeah, the new year sounds good. We're going to Nebraska the day after.
Oh, really? What's there?
X-Mas.
What's there?
Heather's got an aunt and uncle and a farm and some cousins that are going to be there. And
can you give me a chicken update when you get there?
Chicken! Oh, dude, I have not missed one fucking Don and Drew. I listen.
Really?
I stopped
listening long ago.
I'm still keeping up on the Penn, keeping up on the Don and Drew.
I'm kind of like, I take breaks from them. And what right now is that the This American Light there has a podcast that you can download.
Yeah.
And my friend Steve Wolford, the aforementioned Steve Wolford, he's nuts about that show. He's heard everyone like 8 times or something. And
wow.
He listens to it online. But my thing is, like, before, you could only stream the shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it's public radio for you, but for me, I have to use the internet. And you could only stream them, and I'm like, well, you know, I listen to a lot of my podcasts at work and in transit and stuff, so streaming isn't really that good. But they finally put out a podcast, so...
Nice.
But... You can only download it the week of, and then they take it down. Like, there's no archives. You have to pay for them.
Oh!
So you have to, like, save them, I guess. But, I mean, not that I'm probably going to listen to them more than once, but it's just kind of weird that if you miss the boat, it's gone. So, anyway, that's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good alternate thing to listen to. Different.
Other than us.
Yeah, well, you know, we're fucking back now.
That's right.
Someone, there's that Ricky Gervais one, that brand new Ricky Gervais podcast.
No.
People talking about.
No. Was that what prompted us to do this show?
I think so. Yeah. And I was going to go like, oh, you think that's good? Fucking check out the show that we used to do two months ago. Oh. Yeah. I also met that John Sanrio guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Saruno, right?
Saruno, yeah.
Doesn't he, he grooms less, isn't he? He's less his man?
He grooms less than I do, anyway.
Zarf. Yeah. But no, Les McLean's hetero life partner?
I think something like that, yeah. They're nice fellas. They're nice fellas.
Flatmate?
Yep. I also met some of the flight people and Scott McCloud.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Scott McCloud, you know that guy? Yeah, I don't think I introduced myself to him. I just kind of hanging around.
Making comics with marzipan. Yeah, I know. Oh.
Yeah, anyway, that was all right. It was cool. And, SPX, of course, hanging out with all the people from the message board and stuff.
Is Scott McCloud as low detail as he is in person, as in drawing?
Actually, strangely, he's more high-detailed. He's more hatched.
Does he wear opaque white glasses?
Yes.
Was he wearing a Zot shirt, flannel thingamajig?
Yes. No.
Well, no. Was he?
No one dresses like that.
No one dresses like they draw themselves? As?
Nope.
Nobody?
Nope.
Not even Drudge? What's his name? Edwin. Ooh. Edwin the Drudge. Three.
The Bergen?
Drug.
Be that guy?
Mike Stevens.
Never met him. Mike Stevens. Mike Stevens is a good guy. He's good. He's like a good kid.
Yeah, he draws himself in narrow screen, though.
Well, yeah. It's meant for widescreen, and he just didn't have the, like, anamorphic Power Ranger. Yeah. No, I like Mike Stevens. I thought I was going to hate him. I thought we were going to hate each other.
If I had extra time last night, I was going to draw the vomiting guy as Mike Stevens, but I didn't have much time to draw.
Sweet. So next time there's a big comic show, you should come. What do you think?
Really?
Oh. Yeah, you should probably do it.
What's the next one? None for a long time, right?
April.
There'll be Ape in April.
In San Fran.
And then in
that'll be a good one.
There's
one in Seattle in March that's apparently not very good, but I think we're going to go do it anyway.
There's the big Jor-El one.
Jor-El?
What's it called? The big
Jor-El?
One. The big one.
Wizard World?
No, the big, big one.
Mocha?
The big, 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 big one.
SPX?
No.
I don't know.
The big West Coast?
San Diego?
Yeah.
That's what you get when you drop your waffle. Oh, I never mind. I already told that joke.
That would be a good one.
No, I'm not going back to that thing ever again.
Why?
Oh, fuck. I almost barfed when I went there, man. It was too much.
Too much mange? Too much gunge?
Too much gunt. Jedi gunt. 100% Jedi gunt.
There's a lot of costumes and shit?
Yeah, totally. It's cool. It's like totally, like, I'm glad I went and saw it and everything, but I don't feel like it had a lot for me. Yeah. And it's just that, you know, it's just...
Was there a lot of that anime?
It's huge. It's, yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It was, to me, like, it was just, there was so much going on. The place was so big. You're walking around for so long. It's just, yeah, I don't know. It was like sensory overload, and I almost barfed. For real, I almost did. I had to go outside and get air, and I thought I was going to pass out.
Are there other conventions going on at the same time that you could go peruse?
It was funny, at the Stumptown there, it was in this huge convention center. I'd never seen a convention center so huge. There was also like a kids martial arts tournament going on.
Nice.
And there was also one of those like real estate seminars, you know? Like the power, unlock the potential of powerful thinking. You too can... unleash the potentiality of your potential.
Potentiality.
Potentially.
Exponentially.
Yes. So there's all sorts of things like that going on, but they all cost money, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really want to, like, go to those. I did want to go check out the kids' martial arts thing, but it cost $8 to get in.
That's too bad. You guys could have gone and drawn that thing and, you know, made them into things.
I know.
That's fucked.
Yep, but anyway.
We should just find out when the next big bar mitzvah is, and we'll go to that. We'll crash that.
Sure. But traveling is fun and good to do, and sometimes it's affordable, but usually not.
That's sad.
I'm so broke right now.
That's a good summary. That's good.
Yep.
Oh, I'll do mine. Bacon and jalapenos. It's pretty good.
Bun, patty, cheese, jalapeno, patty, bun, bacon.
No, patty cheese, bacon
olive.
Bun.
Olive. What about an olive?
If they snuck an olive in there, man, it would, I don't know.
Tapenade, or however you say that, the olive spread, they should put that on there.
Tape.
I could put tape. Tapenade.
Well, I guess,
tap ass?
We're going to hit the low and dusty? We're going to smear it on out of here, dude?
The dusty?
We're doing the streak?
Look at that.
The greasy streaks.
Oh, what? Jeez.
Yuck.
Jeez.
Grode.
Oh.
Well, it's nice talking to you again, Brian.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll do it again in another 2 months there.
We should do it sooner than that.
Hey, listeners.
Yeah.
Do you like us? Check one. Check yes or no. Should we do another one?
Speaking of that, in case anybody doesn't know, when you leave a comment, it asks you, do you like Brian or Phil?
Oh, yeah.
And that was to thwart the spam commenters who apparently
you don't
can't
really,
figure the
like,
question
it,
out.
We're not going to, like, take it personally for what you say.
Or keep and track. Also, and we can't tell what you say either.
And there's also several different answers, isn't there?
Yeah. You can say Brian, Phil, yes, no.
No.
Philip.
Brange.
Yeah. Brian F. B.
Brain, in case you can't spell. Like
maybe Y
seems.
And N. I might add in Y and N.
That's a good one.
Some people have figured out. We have, since I put that, since they implemented that, we have gotten a couple of comments. But I didn't know.
I don't think it shows either. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I think you should put one in that says, like, you should be able to say, like, get all and, like, north, east, south, and west. And,
get all.
Get all. That's like a text adventure kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, right.
You see a rock and a stick. Get all. You pick up the rock and the stick.
You can't use these things together.
Yeah, you can't do that, at least not now.
Right. All right.
Favorite use of semicolon ever. You can't do that, semicolon, at least not now. From the King's Quest.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
Well.
Well, I'll miss you.
Yeah, well, you know, I know.
I'm putting my boob on the mic.
They all do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, drop us a line to spyverspy@gmail.com, which I haven't checked. And,
oh, jeez, yeah, we probably have all these emails. Where are you guys? Oh, my God, I miss it so much.
Yep. Drop us a line, leave us a thing. If you can find somewhere to vote for us, you know, that, go ahead.
We don't really care about that, though.
No, but
if we did, we'd probably fucking be doing more shows, wouldn't we?
Something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, better.
If anyone wants to give us money and sponsor us for Brian and Phil's excellent cross-country adventure.
Yeah, we need to come up with a, a donate button. That's what
a donair button, maybe. How about that?
Donut button.
Don't.
How many donuts will you pledge for our 8-hour drive?
People are just mailing us boxes of donuts, and that's all we have to eat.
That'd be so good. I mean, bad.
I
would not like that.
I don't
that.
Know. Yeah. What's your favorite kind of donut, Phil?
Coffee.
Have we ever...
Hamburger. My favorite kind of donut would have to be the Bavarian Crane. Followed by the
dusty plain,
honey glazed chocolate old fashioned, then
what?
Dusty plain.
What? My favorite right now plain. Probably Tim Hortons sour cream glazed. Ugh. I'll also go with a sour cream plain.
Ugh.
What?
Sour cream is only good for one thing. It's hamburger.
It doesn't have sour cream in it. It's
well,
not,
then
like,
why do they call
with...
it that?
Because it's made. You know, you can make like a sour cream like cake or. It's like baked. It's what they use in the actual dough. The dough
Soured cream.
Well, no. I mean, the dough has sour cream in it before they bake it.
Actual
bake
sour
it.
Cream?
Probably. Well, no.
And
like
cilantro,
you know,
and chorizo.
Yes. Chorizo.
Sour cream is good on Mexican food.
Yes.
It's not good in donuts. There's nothing.
No,
nothing
dude,
in Mexican food is
no,
good in donuts.
If I can come to Canada, I'll fucking hook you up.
Oh, come to Canada. Now it's come to Canada.
What? When are you going? When you... Never mind.
Right.
Okay, so that has been Spy vs. Spy podcast number 38.
Yep.
Oh, we should start saying the numbers at the beginning. What do you think?
Okay.
No?
We will, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Next time on Spy vs. Spy podcast...
Would you eat... A hamburger?
Yeah, dude. Fucking... Yeah, man. Fucking, yeah.
Bye, penis. Budab Dao Budab.
Did I show you the pictures of my sister?
No.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen,